Well, hello, friends. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Pulse. This week, I'm your host, Shay Wilbur. I'm your temporary host, I guess I should say, because Pastor Troy usually sits in the seat. And where is Pastor Troy right now? Well, let me just show you where Pastor Troy is right now. Take a look at this. Yeah, he's up in the tree somewhere in Manitoba, Canada, waiting for a bear. And Pastor Troy, we pray that you get your bear today. We also pray for the Lord's protection all around you. Psalm 91, hedge of protection all around you. I know you mentioned that there was a wolf that was like kind of stalking you yesterday. And you're literally, he literally gets dropped in the middle of nowhere. The closest person is 30 miles away and all he has is his gun and the Holy Spirit. So we just plead Psalm 91, a hedge of protection around you. And we can't wait for you to get that bear and to come back with that testimony. I know that's going to be exciting. He said someone else on their trip got a bear yesterday. So we're like, all right, Pastor, today's your day. We can't wait to hear the testimony of it. So yeah, that's where Pastor Troy is. That's how he gets away and unplugs from all of the craziness, all of the things going on in the world today. And we are here in studio today to talk about what is happening in the world. America is experiencing an identity crisis, and we're seeing it in the headlines. We're seeing it in our youth. And we are truly living in Bible times. Acts 7 and 8 are happening in real time. Just like Stephen's martyrdom shook the church, he was martyred for his beliefs. Charlie Kirk's assassination is shaking our nation in many different ways. And today we are going to pause the news. We're going to open the Word of God, and we're going to talk about the identity crisis that our kids are experiencing and how God's kingdom plays a role in this hour. And I can't think of two better people to have with me in studio to unpack all of this than Miss Rebecca, who you all know and love, and our very own Pastor Ryan, our youth pastor all of the house. Thanks for joining us.
That's absolutely fun. Yeah, I'm not changing the channel from what God's doing. Yeah. And exciting times. And today's going to be a great day. Hey, ODX community, open door. I want to pause for a minute and just say thank you all for being involved in this. My prayer for you today is one of two things. Either one, you've been a part of this mission with us for days, weeks, months, years. And my prayer today is that you would be reminded of how incredible it is that God's called you to be a part of this in the unique way that you can be. And the second one would be, if you're joining in today and you've been looking for ministry to be a part of to spread the gospel of Jesus and rescue kids and teenagers all around the world, then this is for you. And so I hope today will be a great intro for you. And that's all I've got to say to start off.
I love
it. Thank you. I love these people. Yes, I genuinely do.
We love
whether it's
ODX.
Women's conference or them calling the call center or emailing, I love connecting with y'all. So it's always better when we're in person, but this is a blessing too. So I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Taylor, can you send me a Zoom link? Pastor Troy is saying, can I join you? So I don't know if he is still in the tree. Maybe he's down in the little cabin area. I don't know. Hold on. I'm telling him, hold, please. Sending you Zoom link. Right now. All right. So maybe we're going to have Pastor Troy joining us. That is so fun. Wow. I hope he can make it. We're going to send him a Zoom link as soon as I get that. And then maybe he'll just pop in here from wherever in the world he is. Rebecca, it's good to see you.
I know it's good to be here. I'm excited for tonight and it's going to be good. And
oh, yes. Wednesday night.
It's Wednesday night. Pastor Ryan's bringing the word tonight and I'm just excited. It's just a great day to be alive and just to be the light in the darkness, everything that is happening, everything that we're seeing.
Yeah.
I really love our students and how fire there are. And there's been an ignition or an ignite within us, right?
Yeah.
That has been, it's always been lightning, but something has turned up the torch, right? And I could see it. And it's so awesome just to see how we dive into today. And Pastor Ryan shares with us what's happening with students and how can we be the light in the darkness, especially for our next generation.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited.
Amen. 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 Yeah. We're very blessed to have an awesome youth pastor that is sowing into the next generation. Mm-hmm. And really, not only do you have your finger on the pulse of what God is speaking, mm-hmm. but also of our kids,
correct.
Of this next generation. And I feel peace knowing that like my kids are going to be raised in this house.
I know.
That's when we have leaders like you that really care.
Yeah, they're still getting to know me a little bit. And they're kind of like, okay, yeah. See, he's like, how do you know I play basketball? I'm like, no, I just watched the videos that your mom posts on social media. That's how I know you play basketball. I didn't
or,
guess.
Or yeah. They ask you for coins. Oh, yeah. You're in worship.
I heard that. Sunday.
Whoa, here we go. Here we go.
Pastor. The man, the myth, the legend.
He's
Pastor
in camouflage, Troy. But we can still see him. There he is.
Yeah, but you can see him because of my dadgum white beard. Right.
Hey, Gandalf, how are you?
Are you guys doing good?
We are doing good. We were just talking about you.
Do y'all miss me?
We do.
We do miss you.
Okay. Listen, y'all are all in the will. You're all in the will. So that's good. Oh, man, I have been up here, and I'm in Manitoba, Canada, way up north. You know, Northern Lights are going on up here at night. And anyway, man, we've been I come up here every year, man, to go on a big bear hunt with guys from all over the United States. So everybody that's watching, you're like, oh, man, I should have went on that. Yeah, man, you should have went on it, because we still had room for a couple more people, and we'll do it again next fall as well. Duck hunting in the morning, fishing during the daytime, and then the big bear hunt in the afternoon. And then we all get together and we just have our Jesus time. And there's a guy from Minnesota that is here that I've never met before. He's been a supporter of our ministry for a long time. And he is an awesome, awesome dude. And it's a really cool way, man, for men to get together and for us to test ourselves. I mean, it's a huge test. It's like it's a test. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah, I was just joking before you got on here that you are willingly doing something that is like something I would have a nightmare about, just being dropped in the middle of nowhere with a gun and just, all right. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, which we did just pray for you, Pastor. We just said Psalm 91, blessing over you. And we also prayed you would get your bear today.
Yeah, let it be. You know, one of the things that we, like I was talking to all the guys about last night after we got back, I'm talking to men. So I'm telling these guys, I'm like, okay, so if you were like last year, I spent over 50 hours in a stand in the rain, 50 hours, 5-0, and through a course of 4 days. And we out in the middle of nowhere where they just drop you off and we'll come back at nighttime and after it's dark. And like you get tested in so many ways. And one of the things that we do, and I would suggest everybody find a way to do this, go and find a secret place where you don't have anything else to think about and mark all the things that you think about that are just not appropriate for what's going on, because those are things that you actually carry. And so like I met with all the guys, I'm like, okay, guys, so what's real is every single one of us was in a stand. We were all like, I was 2.5 hours away from our camp, and Tony, who's in the closest stand to me, was, I think he were like 24 miles away. He was 24 miles away. So we're all miles and miles and miles away from each other. I'm like, okay, here's what's real is. There's no reason for any of us to be batting off anything sexual, any kind of sexual thought. And I'm like, how many of you guys had to deal with that kind of stuff today? Like, yeah, well, I said, okay, then here's the deal. That's not a temptation. That's something you carry, because that's not coming from any outside source whatsoever. And man, you got to admit that, and you have to repent, and you have to go, but dude, I'm seeing too many things through that filter. Like, how many of you guys, you had on top of the anxiety of you're in the woods by yourself and there's wolves up here. There's big timber wolves. And, you know, of course, there's bears, and we have food all around us. We're literally calling these things to us, and we're on our own. And, you know, we killed all these beavers, and then their carcasses are all out here around us in this really savage, cool way. And, yeah, it's awesome. And so you're just sitting there in the midst of all these carcasses by yourself in the middle of nowhere in northern Canada, waiting for something to come that's hungry. And wow. Like, okay, so in the midst of that, how many guys were thinking about bills you got to pay? And everybody raised their hand. I'm like, okay, that's not something that is pressing on you. That is something you carry, and you got to deal with that. And because, man, how many of you guys, you had memories while you sat there for hours and hours, and you thought of a terrible memory that you haven't thought about in years, and it broke your heart. Everybody raised their hands, because, man, when you get out in these kinds of places, and man, you're seeking the Lord and you're quiet. And I mean, you're being dead quiet. You don't want to make a sound. You're totally camoed out. And you don't know what's looking at you that you cannot see. And you're thinking about a fight with somebody that you had 20 years ago. You're thinking about something sexual. You're thinking about something that would give you anxiety. Like, that's something you carry. And this is these kinds of places are the places where those things are exposed. And you can actually say, nope, I'm not leaving here with that thing. I'm leaving it here in Jesus' name. And so it's really healthy, man. It's and that looks different for everybody, but this is what it looks like for me. So I love it.
That's awesome. And I feel like it's a very prophetic thing that you are there at this point in time, Pastor, because, you know, not only are the headlines flooded with all kinds of craziness that's going on all around the world, especially since last week and Charlie Kirk's assassination, but also next week coming up is Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. And we know that you always deliver a word for the new year. It's 5786. So I just think it's really neat that you're able to unplug, to get away from everything here and to just be like, okay, God, I got 50 hours with you in a stand. What are you saying?
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it as well, because this is that time of year where God speaks at a very heightened level. And I promise you, he is good. Lord almighty. Yeah. We've been talking about it up here. And no, this is a time of year also too, where we're summing up the promises from last year and claiming those things right now as we enter into a new season. And listen, this is not a man-made thing. This is God's idea. Rosh Hashanah is God's idea. And this is not a man-made thing. So this is a very prophetic time and hour, man, to clearly hear God speak. And I would just encourage everybody, find a secret place, whatever that looks like. Can you tarry an hour somewhere and just get quiet and bat off the things that you carry and let the Spirit of the Lord come upon you in such a way that you take. So there are things that we carry, but then there's things that we take, like thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, right?
Yeah.
So that means when God puts something on you, that principle is called taking, okay?
Wow.
But what you carry internally it may not be compatible with God, with what God wants you to take.
Wow.
So we have to do this exchange, and that's how we die to let King Jesus live within us.
Wow. That's so good. That is so good, Pastor. I'm so glad you're able to zoom in with us. Man.
Well, I'm so glad you guys have me on here. Ryan, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. Hey, all the stuff that you just shared, have you ever considered writing a book before? Or is that just something that you're just...
Well, I've never had much use for books and such, but with that said... Yeah, no, man. I'm mapping all this stuff out. I'm mapping a whole lot of stuff out. And, you know, man, also too, just getting out of the machine that we all live in, of the schedule, is so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a guy like me, if I'm not accomplishing 50 things a day, I feel like a failure. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like I wasted a day if I haven't accomplished 50 things that day. And I'm like constantly, okay, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I help this person? Did I do that thing? Did this thing happen? Blah, blah, blah. And you go through it. Getting out of that and go, there's nothing you can do here but sit and put a bunch of carcasses around you and call something up that wants to eat it. And then you're going to have to deal with it. And so, which is a great, I'm telling you, it's so healthy. It's so good for us. Pastor Jerry just walked in. Don't you think it's like one of the healthiest things in the world to do, buddy?
I think it stretches what you think you can do.
Yeah, it stretches what you think you can do.
It makes you focus on what you're doing.
Yep.
Without all the distractions. It's powerful.
Well, we're gonna be doing more and more of this stuff out at Redemption Ranch. And we got some next level operators, some SEAL Team 6 guys that's about to come out so that they have an opportunity to do this out at Redemption Ranch. But Redemption Ranch for me and Jerry is work. And this is not work. This is, all right, let's get out there and let's see what happens. And let's see what the Lord highlights. And let's see what he shows us, because light maketh manifest. And buddy, you better have your act together. You better understand your environment. You better understand your ammo. You better understand your gear. And you better understand your own head, because this is where we're forced to do that. So I love it.
Wow.
Man. Awesome.
Well, we're happy, Pastor, that you're able to do that, that you really set that time aside and prioritize that. Cause I think that's something, I mean, it's convicting to me, cause I never am quiet. I mean, I know that's shocking to all of you guys.
But... No, I can vouch for
we
that.
We love you.
No,
though.
But it's so
we
hard.
All vouch.
That is so hard for me to do, is to just be quiet before the Lord. And you have to take the time and schedule it sometimes and say, no, I'm shutting this out. This is a priority. I need to hear from the Lord. And we need to do that more for sure.
Well, Shay, you're my little sister and I love you with all my heart. And I want to just tell you this, man, you live a godly consecrated life.
Thank you. Very
few of us do. Now I'm going to say this. What I find, the reason it's hard for me to get still and for me to get quiet is because I don't like myself very much. I don't think very highly of myself. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's the way that I am. And so I know that. I'm smart enough to know that. And I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of like taking all those tests, you know, like those personality tests. I don't do any of that. I don't do that. I don't like that. I'm like, you can't define me through that freaking piece of paper. It makes me mad and frustrated. I can take that test 10 times and it tell 10 different things depending on what kind of mood I'm in, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, these things are not honest. And so I know that there's a lot smarter people than me that would disagree with that. But what I've also found is I know what it is, and there's things about me I would just rather be doing the kingdom stuff all the time and operating in my gift than actually saying, search me, O Lord. Amen. Search me, O Lord, and you tell me if there's anything wicked within me. And that's what this time is for all of us right now as men, and we're all doing this. And it's crazy. You guys can come in. It's okay. y'all ain't hurting anything. And so that's what this time is for us. And so it's just important for everybody to do this, especially after the week we had last week.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we are excited to hear all the testimonies of what the Lord is speaking to you, Pastor, and what he's downloading to you, and see all the pictures and all the footage. We sent one of our guys there, Brandon, with you. Are you taking good care of Brandon over there?
Yeah, that brother's about to take a gun. He better take care of me, because he's going to be up at a stand and I'm going to be down on the ground hunting.
Oh my goodness.
So that brother better have his, can you shoot anything beside your foot, Brandon? He said, yeah. He said, yeah, me. Luke said, me.
Oh my God.
Do not shoot the pastor,
yeah,
Brandon.
Please.
Do not.
Please.
No. Oh my
do
God.
Do not shoot the pastor. Unless there's something on me. And then you just take a chance. That's what you do.
Okay. Taking a turn. No, we need nothing. We need things to just happen how they're supposed to.
Yes.
Your gun will operate as it needs to, Pastor. You will get your bear. And Brandon will film it beautifully. That's what we want to happen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Aww. All right, guys, listen, y'all don't forget to pray for Leanna. I've been talking to her every day. And so she's in Tanzania right now. And she's over there, and she's doing the kingdom stuff, man. Crazy. She just left Uganda, and she's over there. And then we're here. I'm coming back on Saturday. Leanna is coming back on Sunday. Sunday at Open Door Church, guys, we're gonna continue our 30-year celebration of incredible stuff. And it's actually called the Hard Work of the Harvest. And I'm gonna be talking about the ridiculous harvest we've seen, and why is it that we have seen this and a lot better people than us have not seen it. And I want to tell you, it's available to everybody if they're willing to do the hard work of the harvest. And it is hard work. And I'm going to throw that out there, because a lot of people don't equate supernatural harvest to hard work. They're like, well, the Lord doesn't receive our works. Oh my God. That is so, no, you have to understand. We're not talking about you trying to be saved, knucklehead. We're talking about you are saved. Now do the kingdom stuff. And so, but that's a Western lens, and we got to crack that Western lens, and we got to have a kingdom lens. And you're like, Pastor Jerry is standing here next to me. Pastor Jerry Sellers sees more fruit in a month than most people see in an entire, you know, lifetime of ministry. And I want to tell you why. It's not because he's the sharpest knife in the drawer. I mean, you guys know that. I'm looking at him right now. It's not because he's the most talented person in the world. It's because he will outwork everybody else. And he does that as unto the Lord. And we're going to be talking about there's a lot more possible than what people think if they would just get consecrated to it.
Amen.
And so I'm going to be talking about that on Sunday, and that's going to be amazing. So I want to invite everybody out to come out and be a part of that.
Yes, for sure. For sure. We
we love you.
We love you, Pastor. And you. No hard feelings for Pastor Jerry over there.
We love you, Pastor Jerry.
Hey, can I hold your hand? I'm holding his hand, girls.
Yes.
I'm holding his hand. He's okay. So it's all good.
We love
all
you guys.
Have
love you.
I love y'all with all my heart, and I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so proud of you. And I thank you for fighting the fight and making the tremendous difference that you're making. Thank you for your part in the 5-year-old child we rescued last week, Amen. The 10-year-old child, and also the 11-year-old child. I want to say thank you to everybody that is giving towards our $300,000 miracle that we need to be able to move our kids into a much bigger house in Mexico City so that we can receive another 100 kids. and which the government wants to go rescue and turn over to us, but they will not, because they would have to put them in the jail system. So guys, give. We've had over $90,000 in giving so far. And I want to, way to go, Team Jesus. Way to go. Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's finish this thing and let's rescue those kids. So just go, you guys, look, you can call the number on the screen. You can also go to troybrewer.com. Do the stuff, man. And let's get this thing done. If we don't do it, man, there's nobody else coming.
Yes, Pastor. Amen. Well, we're going to, when we hang up with you, Pastor, we're going to do a call to action and tell people all the different ways that they can get involved to piggyback off of what you just said. But man, it's so exciting that we just rescued three kids just last week alone. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful babies. Beautiful babies. Babies.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
A five-year-old child that has literally moved from slavery, which I want you guys to think about this. The only thing that that five-year-old child knows about the world is how she's been treated.
Wow.
Well, she's about to learn Jesus through something incredibly different. And her whole paradigm is about to change. And God Almighty is, well, it already has. I mean, we actually have her. So Pastor Suwanami is out there doing a great job. Team, listen, guys, we're killing it. Do not be wary and well-doing. Do not be fascinated with evil. Be madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And man, let's go. Boom.
Amen. Well, we love you, Pastor. We'll be praying for you.
Thank y'all for letting me join in. I sure do love y'all.
Thanks for joining us.
You. It was good to see you, Pastor.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Man, it's just so cool. First of all, it's so cool to hear right from Pastor Troy, just the urgency of what we are doing and the work that we're doing, because there really is an urgency around it. And I think it's a perfect time to let people know how to get involved, because not only are we rescuing kids all the time, we're rescuing kids every single week, but we actually were given the keys to a property for free for 20 years, this incredible property in Mexico. The only thing is, and this is some footage of it, it literally looks like the Secret Garden or something. Like it is so beautiful. It's so beautiful, but we have to put in about $300,000 to get it up to par, to get it up to standards, so we can have a boys' home, which will be the first boys' home in Mexico for kids that have been rescued from human trafficking, also a girls' home and a common area. And we have literally 6 months. We're on a time crunch to do that. 6 months is when we have to have kids out of one house. And if we don't have somewhere for them to go, I mean, that's not an option for us. Correct. We're not allowing that to be an option. So we're going to ask you to please pray about getting involved and help us be the hands and feet of Jesus all across the globe. We've been saving kids for we're celebrating 30 years of Open Door Church this year. And they've been doing it for even longer than that, but they have already rescued over 11,000 kids. And help us continue this legacy, because this, when you sow into this work, you are part of this legacy. The reward is for you. When you hear that a kid is rescued, if you've sown into the work that we're doing, that reward is for you. You can rest assured knowing, man, I had a part in that rescue. So Rebecca, why don't you let them know how they can get involved?
So, and anyone that is watching right now, don't forget to comment. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to put your location. When you do that, you are being the hands and feet of Jesus. I love what we say here in house. You are being a media missionary. Sometimes you cannot go to mission trips, and that's okay. But when you comment, share, and repost, that is us going to missions through our social media and being the hands and feet of Jesus. And if you feel in your heart right now, with whatever you feel to sow, you can give at troybrewer.com. You can call us at 877-413-0888, or you can go to P.O. Box. You can mail us a check at 3775 Burleson, Texas, 76097. Whatever you give, I just feel in my heart to say, whatever you sow today, the harvest is here. I think it's amazing what he's going to preach about, the hard work of the harvest.
Yes.
So your harvest is here. So what you sow today, it could happen tomorrow. Your harvest could happen tomorrow.
You
never know. I mean, we've been sowing the fertile has been, what's the word?
The soil has been fertile, and
they've been moving and we've been planting. The seed has been planted.
Yeah.
So we see what God has done within Pastor Troy and Leanna. Yeah. We see the overflow and we see the harvest. So you know what? Get ready for your harvest. So whatever is that you plant today, I believe that the Lord's going to double that and your harvest is here. So I'm excited to see what God does.
Amen. He's doing so many things. And really quick, before we get into the meat of the show, I want to let everyone know our New Beginnings Conference is right around the corner. It's called Heart of David. The Lord has given Pastor Troy a word regarding the Heart of David. And I feel like we have a on the side. Okay, worshiper. King, warrior, and
prophet.
Prophet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a powerful few days. It is the best way to kick off the new year, and tickets are available right now. So you can go to opendoorexperience.com/events and get your tickets. I want to encourage you to plan ahead, sign up. If you can't come in person, if that's too much, you know what? Sign up as a stage 3 member of ODX.TV and you will have access to all of our conferences that we live stream. You can join us virtually and be a part of what God is going to do and say and speak at our New Beginnings Conference. Amen. So, yeah. That being said, Pastor Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. I was listening to Pastor Troy, and I think some people were commenting because whenever he's talking, I'm wanting to catch. Mm-hmm. He's one of those people for me that I am not going to miss what it is that he's sharing. Yeah. And what I heard in that was him sharing that, hey, one, you have to know the stage of life that you're in.
Yeah.
So the opportunity for him to seek the Lord like this probably wasn't available mm-hmm. 30 years ago whenever this ministry was really getting going and they were being responsive. And the other part that I heard in that was that you position yourself in a place to be reminded that Holy Spirit is going to nudge you, mm-hmm. not shove you to do something.
Yeah.
And that level of sensitivity. So, you know, the past 4 years being here, you know, I am praying and really hoping and exciting that Pastor Troy and Pastor Jerry and everybody there comes back with a next level type sensitivity to those mm-hmm. nudges from Holy Spirit. Because what that means is we're going to see breakthrough in so many other areas that get deposited in a time like that. So whenever he's sharing like that, I know some of you commented, that's how I listen. Listening is so mm-hmm. serious for me. And I'm not going to miss something mm-hmm. if the Lord's speaking through somebody. So God bless y'all. I'm excited. And wherever the Lord leads today, I'm not changing the channel on what God's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I love that analogy. You know, Pastor Troy on this past Sunday felt after that we had our two services and after our two services, he really felt that the Lord wanted him to just shoot a really organic video and speak directly into what was happening in the headlines when it comes to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, what people are saying and what the Lord is speaking through it. And we posted this video. It was just a really simple video on YouTube, and we've already had over 53,000 people watch it.
Wow.
And it's really resonating with people. So I want to play that for you. It's just 7 minutes. It's real quick. And then we're going to talk about it because I want to unpack what Pastor Troy says. And I also want to talk about what the Lord has put on Pastor Ryan's heart in regards to Acts 7 and 8 that we are really seeing lived out right now in this moment. So take a look at this, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk, Charlie Kirk. Why is that so daggum hard for so many pastors to say? Well, because we might not get liked. We might be called a racist. Can I tell you something, man? You're not called to be liked. You're called to be light. Hello, friends. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And I want to tell you, whenever I see a thunderous event that is something like this, I also hear and also look for the voice within the thunder. And most people can only hear the thunder, but they can't hear the voice. But I want to challenge you to know this. If I was going to look at this event like it was a dream, I would say this. If that was a dream, what would it mean? What would it mean if he was 31 years old and that took 33 hours for him to, for the killer to be discovered? What would it mean if the last question he was asked on this earth is, tell us about transgender mass shootings, and then a sexual deviant who lives with a transgender. I don't know how they couldn't both be, but apparently they get to define their own pronouns. So one sexual deviant that lives with another sexual deviant, he actually murders him at the second that question is asked. And I think that this is the question that God Almighty wants to ask. He wants the two questions that Charlie got to answer actually asked. One is, tell me about your faith and what's the evidence for King Jesus? And then he went about, hey man, there's internal and external evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was a real dude, that he was born where he was born at, that he did signs, miracles, and wonders, that he died upon a cross and then he resurrected 3 days later. Wowzers. And then it's this, now tell me about this transgender, do you know the specifics on transgender mass shootings? And then a guy who lives a transgender type lifestyle shoots him. Ah, now if that was a dream, what would that mean? You know what? You would actually know the message of that. But if you look a little bit further, I would say, what time did that happen? That happened at 12:20. Have you looked up Romans 12:20? The Bible says to do good to them that do evil to you, to actually feed those who persecute you and hate you. And it says, be really good to them. And in doing so, you heap up coals of fire upon their head. That's a 1220 scripture. And that is a Romans 1220. And Charlie was martyred and was executed for being, he was assassinated, executed, and actually martyred. And those are three different things. And he actually fulfilled all of those things. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, I would say that this is a time to answer evil with the goodness of the Lord. Do you know that the name Charlie means freed man? And he was actually wearing a white shirt that said freedom on it. And then the word Kirk is an old Scottish word that means the church. It's the voice of the church. It's the freedom of the church that these demoniacs want to take away. But I want to tell you, just like his beautiful bride, which I believe is going to be the next Elizabeth Elliot. What she said was, they have no idea what they did. Well, they're about to know real fast. Because see, there is actually a move of God that has taken place today, friends. A move of God that cannot be ignored. It cannot be denied. And it is a God move. It's not a church revival. It's actually a kingdom revival. Oh, how everybody has taken it so personal. And this is hurt, like we've actually known him. What is that? That's the Holy Ghost. That's a move of God preparing people to have a broken heart. And then the next thing is this thing true? Oh my gosh, what does this mean? That's called the fear of the Lord. And then the next thing after that is people actually want to be activated and actually saying, hey man, I gotta be involved in this. If my life is not making an impact, then it certainly needs to make an impact. Yeah, all of that is revival. Now, Jesus says, or I should say, the prophet Isaiah actually says, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? In other words, you're gonna miss it? Is that what you're going to do because it's new and it doesn't look like the last revival? Or are you going to jump in? Or are you going to fight it thinking that you do the Lord a service? This is a time, man, for us to choose sides. I would say to every limp-wristed pansy pastor that has refused to speak about this, do not call yourself church leaders. You can call yourself a preacher, but do not call yourself a leader in the body of King Jesus if you're not going to lead. If you would just lead. Yeah, lead. The same people who will not mention the name Charlie Kirk are the same as that people who did not celebrate. We're talking about Christian leaders who did not celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade because we might get in trouble. Well, not me. And you know what? There's a bunch of us out there who are saying, not us, not on our watch. Guys, I'm so proud of Charlie. I'm truly, truly, truly proud of him. I pray for his family. I pray for everybody whose hearts are devastated and their lives completely changed because of the loss of his voice, just like that Ukrainian girl just a few weeks before that. Yeah, this is a day. This is a day, guys, where we have to pick a side, where we have to. Are we going to be brave in a day where woke says you can't? Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Friends, I also want to say this too. How do you answer this evil with the goodness of God? Well, you get in the fight. You don't back off. You say, no, we're in this fight. The Bible says that we answer evil with the goodness of God. And the goodness of God looks like where people that are shamed, you give them a place of honor. Where widows that are desperate find security. Where kids who have literally been slaved get set free in every way that a child can be set free. Just this week, I got back from Mexico where we rescued a five-year-old child out of sexual slavery, a 10-year-old, and also an 11-year-old. All three little girls, all three of them now safe and secure after taking them out of the clutches of a maniac, the kind of person that shot Charlie Kirk. These sexual deviants. And guys, I've been doing this now for 30 years. We've rescued over 11,000 children out of the clutches of sexual slavery, and we're not playing. I would encourage you, go to my site. It's called troybrewer.com, and go there immediately and see how you can get in the fight and help me rescue children all over the world out of the most horrendous things that you can imagine. Stand with me as we say, not on my watch.
Not on our watch. And I love what Pastor Troy said. Are you willing to be brave in a day woke says you can't or says you shouldn't or tries to silence you or does silence some of our leading voices, are you still willing to be brave? Now that's a question to ask. And, you know, it's, you said, Pastor Ryan, that we are seeing Acts 7 and 8 being played out right now. And let's talk about that. Let's unpack that a little bit. Sure. And for those who don't know off the top of their head, because to be honest, I didn't know off the top of my head when you said Acts 7 and 8 were being played out, what that was. And then, of course, when you went into it and talked about it more, mm-hmm. It was obvious. But let's unpack that.
Sure. So in Acts chapter 7, you've got Stephen, one of the first, quote unquote, preachers of the gospel, but he's also someone who carries God's truth really, really well. And we see that in Acts chapter 7. And if you've got your Bible, if you're going to pull it up on your phone, this would be a great time to do that. For those of you, we've shared this with our call center team. So if you have questions about this, our call center team's been, I've shared this with them. And I just want to encourage everybody, hey, whenever you're living a prophetic lifestyle, or you are gifted, God's gifted you with a prophetic mm-hmm. word, a message, Pastor Troy teaches this too, being prophetic is not about always being able to predict the future or predicting something happening in the future. What Revelation says is that the true essence of prophecy is to give a clear testimony of Jesus Christ. So whenever you're sharing a prophetic word, even now, you can live prophetically and see God speak prophetically, life-giving through his word in the way that you assess what's happening and what's already happened. Okay, so Shay, you brought this up. I shared this with you because we can see God's word being alive because the early church dealt with this exact same type of situation. Obviously, media has changed it, our progressive way with technology and different things. The challenges are different, but what the church experienced. A family member close to me asked me how I felt, and I said, I didn't know Charlie personally, but here's what I do know. As far as I know, he's a part of the same body that I am, and somebody killed him.
Yeah.
He's a part of the same body that I am. Whenever a part of your body gets hit or affected or is under some type of stress, how do you respond? So he's a part of the same body, which is why if you're having an emotional or if you're having a spiritual or you feel really connected to what's happened in the past week or even right now and you're still processing, I just want to say take that to the Lord, because you, what that is proof of is that you are living the way God designed you to as a New Testament follower of Jesus. You're part of his body, his bride, and somebody, a part of his bride, was murdered. Okay, so did that happen in Scripture? Yes, it did. There's a lot of similarities. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is preaching this message, okay? So if you thought that what people similar to had the God assignment that Charlie did, or if you know pastors anywhere in Texas who tend to just share the truth in a very matter-of-fact, straightforward manner, listen to this. In Acts chapter 7, verse 51, this is Stephen's message to the people he was preaching to. So imagine coming to New Beginnings Conference. You come in the room, and you walk in mid-message, and you hear this. Stephen says, you stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears. Okay. How's that for not just telling people what they want to hear? So Stephen calls the people stiff-necked. Okay. That's so interesting to me, because what that means is it's two Greek words together, skeleo meaning very hardened, and where we get our word for trachea, like neck, it's literally a word that comes together that they are a hard-necked person. Okay, so think of it like someone who is not willing to look at the right or the left.
Wow.
So Stephen's saying, you are a stiff-necked people. If God was showing you something that was 2 inches off your focus, you wouldn't be able to see it because you're not willing to adjust your view and change it to what God's view is.
Okay.
Okay, so college campus after college campus, debate after debate, media after media, Charlie faced this head on, and Stephen did 2,000 years ago. So he's saying, you're stiff-necked. It's only about your vision. You're actually removing yourself from a big promise that God says, I will be with you, whether you go to the right or the left. If he makes an adjustment, the question is, am I able, if God wants me to change my vision and move even an inch off of what I'm looking at, am I sensitive enough and willing to do that? Stephen says, you as a people, you're stiff-necked. It's only about what you want to see. It's only about your opinion. It's only about your view on that matter. Okay, he doesn't stop, because he also calls the people, he says that you have uncircumcised hearts and ears. To make that really simple, I've talked with our students about this. If you have an uncircumcised heart, what that reveals is that you have not gotten to the place where you're willing to receive God's promise in your heart, the promises of God. What are God's promises? God's promises are yes and amen. God is not a man that he should lie, that if he's promised, will he not do it? He's going to deliver. So I have a heart that is so willing to be receptive of God's promises, whatever that may be. Now, here's where it gets challenging, because some of God's promises are really challenging to accept, okay? Because whenever it comes up to these things where it's like, well, I have this view and it works way more better for my agenda, well, yeah, it runs opposite of what God's promise is. So what's God's promise for marriage? What's God's promise for parenting? Mm-hmm. What's God's promises for finances and being a good steward of what he gives you? It's all about, is your heart able to receive God's promise? Stephen says, mm-hmm. y'all's are not. Your vision is totally stiff-necked. You're not willing to look at what God's trying to do, everything he can to show you.
Yeah.
And your heart's not receptive of God's promises. The mm-hmm. next thing he says is that your ears. So not only will you not change your vision, but you won't receive his promises, and you won't even listen to the truth whenever it's being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can anybody yeah. think within the past week an event where mm-hmm. someone was sharing the truth, speaking the truth? There are groups of people, and this was not the first time that he faced opposition. Right. Like, be super clear about that.
Yeah.
But you're speaking to people who, it's only about their viewpoint. Their hearts are hardened, not willing to receive God's promise, and their ears are closed. That's what Stephen's saying. This is 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
And this is what I was sharing with you, Shay. You could pause the news.
Yeah.
Like, hit mm-hmm. pause, and then read the next part. It says, you are always resisting the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Isn't that a cool verse together? Just in your Bible, I would encourage you to underline it or look at that. What is the makeup? What's the recipe for someone who God's Spirit is trying to move in their life? What's the recipe for someone who's resisting? It's not about what Holy Spirit's trying to show me. It's about my view. It's not about the promise that Holy Spirit is reminding me of, which is what Jesus said Holy Spirit would do. Mm-hmm. Remind mm-hmm. us of all truth, comfort us, guide us. Yeah. And then also that my ears are closed. I'm not willing to hear Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to speak the truth. It's going to challenge me. I don't want to change. And so you're resisting the Holy Spirit. He even says, your ancestors did, and you do also. What he's talking about. Israel has a history. Israel has a history of, this is our view. This is the way we're going to do things. The book of Judges is a great example of that. We're going to do things our way. We want a savior near us, but we don't want a savior in us or over us. We just want him to bail us out when things get tough. Stephen says, you're from that ancestry. You do also. And he says, which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? Okay, pause. Is this not, this? It is a similar spirit that God deposited in Stephen that Charlie carried.
I feel that as you're reading this and saying
Let me
this.
Just ask this. Like, it's going to come across, you're going to think it's sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic. No. I'm looking at the evidence, and I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a great example of this that Charlie carried was whenever it comes to abortion. He would say, okay, well, then if it's not about that, then why that if you murder a woman that has a baby inside of her, why is it considered a double homicide?
Yeah.
Mm.
And asking questions like that with stiff-necked people whose hearts are hardened and they don't want to hear it, it has a way of disarming what you're arguing about. Mm-hmm. And so isn't this so cool?
Stephen's
doing this. So who's a prophet that your ancestors didn't persecute? They even killed those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become.
Wow.
It's not about Stephen. It's not about Charlie. It's about the Spirit of God saying, hey, the age that you live in, can you confront betrayal? Can you, whenever you see betrayal, can you call it out?
Yeah.
Charlie's big message was that, hey, we aren't going to be a country that betrays our constitution. Let's just take the spiritual part out of it. Whenever you decide and you do this, this, and this, you betray what our country was founded on. You're a betrayer. Also, murderer. Isn't it wild?
Wow.
It's so wild.
Wow, wow.
And then verse 53, you received the law under the direction of angels, and you've not kept it. All right, verse 54. This is where people, they get it from this text in Acts chapter 7, the first martyr in the Christian church 2,000 years ago. Verse 54 says, when they heard these things, okay, what things? It was a call to God's truth. It was a call to God's promise, and it was a call to repentance, right? You can break down even those first four verses. It was called to God's truth, God's promises, and a call to repentance.
Yeah.
When they heard these three things, they were enraged and gnashed their teeth at him.
Wow.
Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven. Okay, so it's so cool how the Lord writes his word, because he just talked about being stiff-necked. It's only about your vision. Stephen gazes into heaven, which means what? He literally had to change his neck and look in a different position, proving physically that he was going to look at God's promises. So cool. Gazed into heaven, he saw the glory of God, the goodness of God, Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They yelled at the top of their voices at this. Someone who is sharing the truth, talking about God's promises, and also this call to be able to live a repentant lifestyle, they yell at the top of their voices, they cover their ears. So it's not about the truth being spoken, it's about my voice. I'm going to raise my voice.
This is like toddler energy right now.
It's
like literally like children covering their ears. We don't want to hear the voice of the Lord or the word of the Lord being spoken to us. And honestly, that feels like that spirit is what we see. Mm-hmm. When you watch all these Charlie Kirk debates and the things, half the time it's just someone just yelling nonstop, like doesn't even make sense completely. And just like as if they're plugging their ears. And I'm just saying what I want to say. And I mean, it's this is what happened to Stephen. It's crazy. So
this is a great thing. And Pastor Troy and Pastor Lena talk about this, that there, and I did not have this before I came to Open Door. I just want to be clear. Before Open Door and before walking in this community, this prophetic community, I had a really, really soft heart for the things of the Lord, but I did not have tough skin at all.
Yeah.
Like at all. Like one person getting upset or me hurting one person's feelings whenever I shared the truth, it would send me on a spiral and I would just completely dial back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The truth is that we can be believers in this world with a very, very tender heart towards the things of the Lord, but also have very tough skin when the world bites back.
Yep.
I love that tender heart and tough skin.
You can have both of those happening at the same time. And Charlie even talked about this. I think he got made fun of a lot on South Park and he made a big deal about it where he was just like, I'm totally okay with this. As a conservative, you're going to get made fun of. We need to be okay with that. Stephen had that same thing. I've got a tender heart for the truth, the promise, and the repentance that keeps me and the Lord connected, but I'm going to have tough skin. So this is what he does. They yell at the top of their voices, they cover their ears, and together they rushed against him. They rushed him.
Yeah.
They dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. Okay. While they were stoning Stephen, he calls out. This is his message. While he is like in the process of being killed, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Wow.
There's a time whenever he realized, hey, the physical part, so temporary. What's eternal? God, receive my spirit. Verse 60. I'm going to talk about this tonight at Open Door. He kneels down, he changes his physical posture, and he cries out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And after saying this, he fell asleep. Okay, I want to pause for just 1 minute because we have another character entered into this amazing Jesus story, and it's Saul, who would later be Paul, who would have this life-changing transformation with the gospel of Jesus, Jesus himself. He would take everything that he knew about God at the time and exchange it for the truth of God. He would totally receive God's promise. He would repent and his life would change. And then he would encourage other people to do the same. But before that, what he actually did that scripture tells us is that he approved of Stephen dying.
Of their killing him.
Now, what has happened in the past week if you publicly approved of Charlie Kirk being assassinated? What ended up happening to you next? You lose your job.
I was very happy about that.
You lose your job. No, it's an actual thing that's happening. Yeah. It's an actual thing that's happening. It says, like, this is, like, I am so happy about God's word because it says that Paul approved of Stephen being martyred, and then Paul lost his job at the time.
Wow, that's actually really crazy.
He lost his job. His job at the time was ravaging and ransacking the church, throwing men and women and children in prison and doing everything he could to shut the church down. And he lost his job.
And yet he was still even redeemed.
Here's the thing. What's the message here? I want to approve of everything that God approves of. And I don't want to approve of anything that God doesn't approve of. Yeah. Paul learned that lesson.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good example that I see. Even Charlie, you know, setting as we're talking about a martyr and someone who stood for faith, I felt like he did such a good job at bringing the word of God and upholding the biblical foundation of things while not just being spiteful and biting back and being petty. And he did it in a way that truly was, I feel like Stephen really paved the way. He spoke truth, but in love. But honestly, the truth is a tough pill to swallow for people who aren't living by the truth.
Hear it.
The truth is tough for people who have a stiff neck and only want to see their way, mm-hmm. which is not the Lord's way. So it is a tough pill to swallow.
So as Christians, you know, how can we respond? You know, our students at Open Door and our ODX community, you know, they understand that if something doesn't challenge you, it's probably, if it doesn't challenge you, it's probably not going to change you. And tonight, that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at, is that just because I don't like something that God says is true, it doesn't make it wrong just because I don't like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, Jesus ruffled feathers. Like, and that's...
Every page.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and it's uncomfortable. I love that. If something doesn't challenge you, it probably won't change you. That's so good.
And
that's so true.
Yeah, I want to pause because we can totally get into... There's a blueprint that comes after this story of what the church's response should be. And I really want to share that with everybody because I think it'll give you hope. It'll renew purpose. Yeah. And even if you are feeling a certain way about the events that have happened the past week, God's purpose is actually very, very strong in this. And he's inviting the church to respond in a really powerful way. Before I do, I want to share with you, Shay, the number one kind of question mm-hmm. that I've gotten from teenagers. I've been a lot of the high schools here in Johnson County and Tarrant County. I've visited a couple of universities. And let me share with you the main kind of question that I'm getting, okay? Ryan, I feel a renewed sense to share the truth like never before. Mm-hmm. I want to be in my Bible more than ever before. I want to be at church. I want to start this Bible study. I've got this friend that I know how they're living, and I want to tell them the truth. But Ryan, if I do that... Mm-hmm. The part of my life that is messy is if that were to come out, people are going to look at whatever truth I'm declaring and call me a hypocrite. What do I do? That's a great question. That's such an honest question, because at the same time, being a Jesus follower, we receive the promises of God. We read the truth. We see it. We want to address it. But how do we kind of get over that hurdle of I'm not perfect? Is God going to use me to share the truth, even if I'm not perfect? I would just encourage you. That's the option that he wants to have. Mm-hmm. Imperfect mm-hmm. people to share the truth of God is what God chooses to share the truth of God. Guys, perfection has never been a prerequisite to mm-hmm. speak the truth, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Paul knew this in a really powerful way later on, whenever Peter was eating and having this mm-hmm. fraternized type relationship with legalistic Jews. Paul said, whenever I got there, I opposed Peter to his face. Now, if anybody who had been the furthest away from God at the time, it was Saul, now Paul, but he realized, hey, I don't have to be perfect to say what's true.
Wow.
And our students have received that message. You do not have to be completely perfect to share what God's truth is, because nobody's perfect, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean that we don't need to hear the truth. So be encouraged today.
Yeah.
If you got something going on, if you're a parent and you're like, I have totally blown it the first 6 years of being a parent, have a renewed sense of purpose and just say, perfection in my parenting is not an excuse for me to not say what's true, and have a reset and say, we've done things this way. We're not going to do it that way anymore. We're going to do it God's way. If you've been a business owner mm-hmm. and you've compromised and you see the cost of compromise, just realize that you're not perfect. You have weakness. God asks for your weakness, and he wants to speak powerfully through you.
So. Yeah. And it's a reset button. You can hit that reset button with the Lord. And that's one of the amazing things about God's grace. And I think too, that's a really encouraging thing. For our young people or for anyone who's listening, don't feel like you have to be perfect to speak truth into a situation, to take a stand in a situation, just because you haven't lived a perfect life. I mean, none of us have. Nobody has, you know, and a lot of the voices that are out there today that I agree with, that you might agree with, have also said things that maybe we don't agree with, you know? And so nobody is perfect. We are all human. That's part of it. But that doesn't discount the truth that the Lord wants to speak through you. That doesn't discount that.
So let's break that down for a minute. Someone who says, I've got this part of my life. I'm such a mess, but I want to declare the truth. What is that? Well, what I hear in that is that you realize that you're not worthy, but the question is not, are you worthy? Are you willing? We sing these songs all the time. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? Only you, Jesus. No he's one. The yeah. worthy one. He's yeah. the worthy one. The question for us is, mm-hmm. are we willing?
Yeah.
Okay, so was the church willing? They experienced this absolutely heartbreaking. It's an opportunity to grieve. And I know we've talked about grief yeah. before on the mm-hmm. Pulse. Let's see what the church's response was to Stephen being martyred. Saul mm-hmm. is his acceptance of it. What did the church do? Verse 4 actually shares with us what happened. Eight. Yes, in Acts chapter 8, verse 4. It says, so those who were scattered went on their way preaching the word. Okay, which ones were scattered? You actually have to go back a few verses to read that. In verse 2, it says, devout men buried Stephen and mourned deeply over him. Okay, which of the ones were devout? The verse before that tells us who was devout. That persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem. This is Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Severe persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and mm-hmm. all except the apostles were scattered throughout the land of Judea and Samaria. If you go back and watch Wednesday night service from last week, whenever Pastor Troy and Pastor Brian addressed the events, and they kind of said where we're at as a New Testament church and being led by Holy Spirit, what happened? See, Pastor Troy and Pastor Brian both have a God-given anointing to speak in an apostolic type manner. What does that mean? It means that God's gifted them to understand how the kingdom works, what the King of Kings values, and based on what the King values and how the kingdom works, what's our response supposed to be? So you have this apostolic, not it was an apostolic addressing last week, but for those of us who feel scattered, what do we do? Mm-hmm. It tells us that we have a time where we grieve, where we mourn,
yeah.
and then we go on preaching the what? We preach the word.
Yep.
So it says that they were scattered, and I just want to pause for a minute. Guys, if you feel scattered emotionally mm-hmm. the past couple of weeks, if you feel scattered mentally, if you feel scattered in your purpose or your finances are scattered, that's a great prerequisite for God to use you. Just surrender to him as a scattered person and watch what he does. He'll put a word in your heart. That's what he'll do, because it says that the scattered went on their way preaching the word. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds were all paying attention to what Philip said. I bet they were, right? Yeah, the word had probably traveled. Hey, the last guy who preached like this, we heard what happened to him. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to every word you say, buddy. And that's a huge warning for the church right now, where it's like they just saw someone of our body get assassinated for mm-hmm. what he was preaching. Guys, that's pastors out there. That's why Pastor Troy is encouraging y'all in such a powerful way to choose a side and to tell the truth, because people are listening.
Yeah.
People were listening then. They listened and saw the signs he was performing. Unclean spirits. How cool is this? Unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice. Where did we just hear the loud voice before? It was people who were in opposition of the message. See what that tells me? People are never the enemy. Mm. Our fight is not against flesh and bone.
Yep.
It's a spiritual battle. We see that right here.
Yep.
Before, it was people who were raising their voices. Now we see that it's an unclean spirit that was raising its voice. An unclean spirit, raising their voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Mm. You don't even have to leave the page that you're on to see that someone can pay that, and they live a surrendered, a walking, sacrificial, I'm a living sacrifice type life. The church responds. The world approves of the person dying. The church responds, takes the word in their scattered state, says what's true, and they see an incredible move of God. And what happened? Before you even leave the page, joy returns to the city. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
It is. That's what I was telling you earlier, Shay. You can literally pause the events and see that God is moving and God is speaking. Now, not to read it verse by verse, Shay, but there's a couple of things real quick that can totally help people. The next thing that you see is Philip goes to a new place. He sends him down to the desert road in Gaza. So he goes to the place. He finds this Ethiopian eunuch who is traveling and reading the word. So he finds a person. And in that story, that person that he found at the place that God sent him was the purpose there. And the person came to be a believer in Jesus. And Philip went to a place to see people with the purpose of spreading the gospel, and God continued to move. So if you're out there and you're like, man, what do I do? Well, hey, if you're looking for a place, you can join me in realizing the last 4 years that you found a place that you can live a prophetic lifestyle and love Jesus full tilt 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're looking for people, we're people on mission, not worthy,
but super willing. So we love that you joined us, and I know many of you have, but if you're considering that, let this be the place that you put some roots down. Let this be people that you're in community with. But what's the purpose? Spreading the gospel of Jesus, rescuing teenagers and kids all over the world. I mean, it's a slam dunk, Shay. But the word of God is so faithful.
It is so faithful. And it's so nice to have this word of hope and encouragement in this time, because I think it is very easy to get weighed down with the heaviness of what we're seeing. And what's great is that, you know, when we open up our Bible, Acts 7, Acts 8, and we see, okay, this has happened before. This is not a surprise to God. Maybe it was a surprise to us. It was not a surprise to the Lord. And he's working through it, and he's going to continue to do so. And I think if you leave with anything today, I would just say, let it be an urgency to be brave, to take a stand, to not be afraid to speak truth, even if you're not perfect, and to not be afraid to be challenged. If something doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. If you feel like the Lord is testing you or challenging you in something right now, lean into that, because who knows, that could be your harvest. As we were saying in the beginning, the harvest could be just on the other side of that. And, you know, the braver that we are, God is calling us to be brave in this hour. And I just love that. Are you willing to be brave in a day that woke says you can't? Are you willing to take a stand and speak truth in a day that woke says you shouldn't? I pray that you are. I know we are. And we try to do that every day. That is really our heart. That's the heart of this house, to say yes to the call of God. When he calls us, we say yes. That's what our pastors have been doing. That's what Pastor Leanna, we didn't even get to touch on her. She's in Africa right now with our team, saying yes to so many things that God is bringing before her. I know she brought a whole group of kids to the doctors just today. Pastor Troy was sharing with us that, you know, she was in a big group of people. I don't even remember where it was. And she said, hey, who here has some kids that need to go to the doctor that haven't been able to? Well, come with me. And they all brought their kids to the doctors. And, you know, these are just small ways that it can be. I mean, not even that. That's actually kind of a major thing. I say small, but that's a big deal, to just be able to, like, really change and impact people's lives by just that simple yes in that moment. And when we are presented with those moments, we say yes, and we continue to do so. And if you're watching, you're a part of this family, I want to encourage you to say yes. If you've actually never said yes to Jesus as Lord of your life, I want to encourage you right now to call that number on your screen, 877-413-0888, and let someone in our call center know, hey, I'm feeling this, like, weird tug of my heart, and I don't know what it is. And Shay mentioned Jesus, and maybe this is my time where I need to actually 100% put my life in his hands. Call that number on the screen. Someone is ready and waiting to pray with you. If you feel the pull in your spirit to be activated and want to sow into the work that we are doing all across the globe, rescuing kids, serving, protecting, and raising kids all over the world as well through Spark, call that number and say, I want to get involved. I want to sow this gift. Please don't hesitate, because the time is now. We have so many urgent projects that are on the table in front of us right now, so that we can continue to do the work of God in the nations. And we need your partnership to do so. So thank you so much for being a part of today's show. And listen, we're just getting started, because Pastor Ryan's going to be with us tonight at Open Door Church. I'm excited, Pastor.
Yeah, we're going to go. And if you're someone, or you know someone who feels like there's a part of you on the inside that is hesitant to respond to God, and you may have been curious where that hesitancy comes from, tonight would be a great night for you and your friend to join in. I know we've got an incredible worship set. We have a response time plan that I think is going to just I'm super excited about tonight. I would love for you and a friend to join us.
Yes. So please, if you can't join us in person, you can always join us online right here at YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, or odx.tv, you can join us there as well. Rebecca's going to be leading worship. Woo, it's going to be great. What songs are you doing?
We are doing Even Though I Walk, and then we're doing Be Lifted High, and the middle song. I completely forgot, just because I'm just so
tired.
I'm a little bit tired, but no, I'm really just what Pastor preached right now, and what he just, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit just talks to you in a whole nother way. We know about Stephen, we've heard it, but it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit is revealing that to you. And it's just an ignite to continue to speak the truth, to not hold back. You know, don't second guess, don't doubt. Go, if God called you to do this song, if God called you to record, if God called you to do this, wherever it's at, go do it. And right now is the time. We see it all through the old and the new. And it's just, it's like another igniting the fire within you again, like throwing more oil, and God's just igniting. So go do it. Like, if you have not done it, do it. And I feel that within me. So I'm not holding back. So I'm excited for what God does. And we are prepared. I mean, we're prepared and we'll see what he wants to do at the end. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited overall.
Yes. Yeah, so please make sure you tune in. The service starts at 7 Central Time. So you can join us in person or online. Also, if you enjoy the show today and you're like, I want more content. I love what they're talking about. I love the spirit here. Trust me, when Pastor Troy's in the seat, it's way better. Like, he is just like, seriously, wisdom bombs all the time. So if you want to hear more from us, go to odx.tv and join us there. We have a bunch of our most recent, all of our podcasts, Pastor Troy's interviews, conferences. If you sign up for Stage 3 access, you have access to all the conferences that we have done, worship sets, so much. I literally can't even, special messages from Pastor Troy, especially if you're a Stage 3 member there. Join us at odx.tv. And when you join us there as a member, that actually helps us to rescue kids all over the world, because that money, it all goes towards, when you partner with our ministry, even if it's partnering through joining at odx.tv, you are helping support the work that we do in the nations. And we are the tip of the spear ministry. We are on the front lines. And we go where the Lord tells us to go.
Amen.
And so please join us in that. Join us in saying not on our watch. Join us in taking a stand for this generation, for the word of the Lord in this time. Be a Stephen in this time. And obviously, prayerfully, we don't want to get martyred. That is not what we're aiming to. But we do want to be fearless and bold in our proclaiming the gospel and the truth, truth of the word. So thank you all again for joining us today. Don't forget, if you need to, call the number on your screen. That's a 24/7 prayer line, 877-413-0888. We would love to hear from you guys. And until next time, we call you the head, not the tail, above, and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. We'll see you later.